I feel like Exhibit A is how I feel. My story briefly is I've worked for the Australian for 14 years. I'm actually a rural journalist. I have a science degree. I'm the only person in the building. I think you have one. And climate change, of course, was part of what I covered. It was absolutely excruciating. It was torture. There's no other way to put it. I resigned 2 months ago, and the stress of all of that is one of the reasons that led to my resignation. I have a science background, so I tried to approach things from science, and it took me quite a while to realise that my editor at The Australian, editor-in-chief Chris Mitchell, was taking a political view, and he goes down the eco-fascist line. He sees climate change as being a political movement that the left has now adopted that will aims to destroy everything he loves and values. I'll also point out that within News Limited it's quite interesting because Rupert Murdoch is actually been conducting a big campaign to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions from News Limited. So we had this one degree whole program. And on the other hand, the only thing I can say that's positive about this is that News Limited editors are independent, and Chris Mitchell demonstrates that. But on a personal level, it was unbearable. I mean, it's professionally compromising and personally just really debilitating. Occasionally, you know, I occasionally got things in. Chris mentioned the bushfire reporting. I worked on the Sunday after the day after the bushfires, and I knew they were coming, so I lined up a few people and I did some stories. And then on the Monday, I was rusted off, and at lunchtime I got a message from the editor-in-chief, could I write a feature on the bushfires. I, in terms of the Australian, was the bushfire expert. I've written about bushfires for a long time. I have a natural history education, so I know about that. And, you know, I was in the middle of the city doing something else, and I said to the editor around me, I'll do it on one condition, and that's that you allow me to mention climate change, and you don't cut it out. And he, I think, probably was innocent of all the stuff that had gone on. He was just a villain and said, okay. So I got it in. They didn't cut it out. It was in the middle of the story. I mean, you know, you've got to be... But there was no doubt in my mind that I cover the drought. You know, it's just listening to the earlier talk about how in Brazil, what was happening in the Amazon, influenced their attitude to climate change. I don't know why the drought didn't in Australia. It was climate variability to a certain extent, but certainly underlying that, there's been a rise. I mean, I can give you all the facts and figures you like about precipitation and right out of the basin and evaporation and runoff into the rivers, but there's no doubt that the rising temperature, which is well documented, has led to lower inflow into the rivers, and there's been a change in autumn rainfall and all those sorts of things. I won't go into that, but there's no doubt in my mind that climate change is a part of the drought that we've endured. In southwest Western Australia, there's no doubt at all it's climate change that's caused the weather-bearing systems to move further towards the poles, further south. And I have got all those things in the paper at various times, but it's very hard. And I think my basic problem was that I always wanted to approach it as a science story, and I was in a context where it was seen as a political story instead. And as a journalist, as a news journalist, you've got no power in those situations. Even if you write, you can write the way you think it should be done, but either somebody else rewrites your copy, which happens more than you'd like to know. Plus, the other thing that was happening at The Australian before I left was the editor-in-chief, and the editors were becoming much more prescriptive, and you saw that in the lead-up to the election where you're actually being told what to write. I'd try and do a complicated science story. They'd say you've got 420 words. I say, I cannot write this in 420 words. I say, well, you have to, that's your job. And it just, there's sort of several things going on at the same time. In terms of the Australian becoming more prescriptive, but also I joined the Australian 14 years ago as a feature writer. I wrote two features in the last year. I was just doing news all the time, and quite frankly, you can't cover this sort of stuff in news. And that's why you're getting political stuff, because you actually have to... I found you can't assume people know anything, and you have to start from the beginning and say, this is what's happening, and this is what's understood. And it's just really valuable to get that into a news story context.
OK. Thank you, also. Harrowing stuff, I must say. Go, guys. Yep,
first
Dan and
Julie. Yep. Oh, look, I'm just really interested, Laurie Simon from La Trobe Union. I'm really interested in what people think the ongoing